For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And I thought he had interesting comments on his contract as the Chiefs continue to try to figure out a way to pay everybody they love. This is what he had to say yesterday on the drive.
We're always in constant conversation. You know, I actually flew him down to California where I spent most of my off season, and we kind of just talked about everything, about the market, about different dudes getting paid. And really for me, I don't think there's a set money target that I really want. I just want to be paid based on my value. And really for me, it's just all about relationships. So no matter what, I just want to make sure that the relationships stay as strong as they can and don't let any of this contract stuff really affect it.
The easiest way to
you
do that,
by the way, flying his agent out to California.
Yeah, just not for those, Andy Reid
his
or
agent
Brett Veach
to California.
To be very clear, the only way to do that is if you stay out of the contract negotiations altogether. Do not sit in a meeting in which they try to diminish your value in some way. Not that they would. If he's saying he wants to be paid his value, that means he wants to be the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. Like, that's his value. Like it or not, Chiefs fans, Trent McDuffie's value is as the highest paid corner in the NFL.
Well, at that moment, the hope is you get it done before Sauce Gardner gets his done.
Yes, but that goes back to the same thing. Like, there's not a certain dollar amount I feel like I have to make. I just want to be the highest paid guy. Well, then pay him tomorrow, and let's get this thing under wraps so that you don't have different than Sauce Gardner. I'd be stunned if they did not get a deal done with Trent McDuffie. He's one of the best corners in the league. They traded up for him.
They want to.
There's everything that suggests he's going to get paid by Kansas City.
They want to get it done. They got to get this Trey Smith thing figured out first, but they want to get it done. I would say Trent McDuffie also, the way he said it was a very nice way to say, like, there's not a set number, but I also want to get what I'm worth, essentially. Well, that we know what that number is, right? You're not going to throw out the number in particular. Why would you do that? Instead, everybody can use a little common sense and look at where the cornerbacks got paid this offseason and what that dollar amount looked like. And it gives you a rough idea of where he's going to be at. You didn't even throw out a number. We can all figure that out pretty quickly.
But doesn't that also mean that if he's saying, well, I'm letting my agent handle it. Doesn't that also mean there's no chance he gets it done this offseason?
I wouldn't say no chance.
Because the agent knows I'm just going to wait this thing out because likely Sauce is going to get paid and then my guy
again,
will get a little bit more.
Like three other guys, Derek Stingley could have said the same thing. Somebody's going to sign first. I understand it's a game of chicken, but like in the end, people just kind of take their turns because it fundamentally is not going to make a huge difference between him and Sauce Gardner. We're talking about $500,000, $1 million. He just wants to be able to call himself the highest paid corner in the NFL for like, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Don't you remember
Travis Kelce was once the highest paid tight end in the NFL for like an afternoon before George Kittle got paid. So like, it's okay.
What was Stingley's contract again? How many per? Like 25?
Yeah, his jumped. Stingley's ended up being the deal of all of them, right?
I think
wasn't
so.
His the one that like he got paid way less? He ended up signing too early.
The initial dollar amount reported was a little misleading, I think. So the 3 years, $90 million extension, $89 million guaranteed was how they reported it. The guarantee, $48 million fully guaranteed at signing, $68 million fully guaranteed by 2026, and then $89 million.
Oh, wasn't Stingley? It was
Vess in 2027.
Sertan, that was the one who ended up being like the steal of the century, the century, but like there is a risk of being the guy who signs too early because Sertan was the guy who signed earlier. Like, damn. His number looks really good now. J.C. Horn probably could have made the argument.
He was the first one, and then
his number looks pretty good. Yeah. Stingley jumped it. You're right. Some of that is in the guarantee department, because that's the truth. Patrick Surtain got $40 million guaranteed. J.C. Horn got $46 million, so there was a pretty good jump. but it was only a $2 million jump to Derek Stingley. So the average annual per year looks dramatically different, but it's the fully guaranteed amount, not necessarily. He's going to be in that range. He's going to make $30 million per year, or $30,500,000 per year. He'll make $50 million guaranteed. The numbers aren't even hard to figure out. That's always the part for me that, like, what takes so long, other than I don't think they'll even start negotiating these deals until they figure out Trey Smith. Like, he is like a training camp problem. It is the draft. We get all those guys signed. We try to get Trey's deal done a long time. And then I'll see if for the July 25th, when he shows up at training camp, you can probably start kicking around Trip McDuffie's deal, right?
It feels like this. That means, based on all of this, I think this might be a really big year for George Karlaftis in terms of, like,
his deal probably won't start getting talked about till next summer.
Well, I'm just saying in general, like, if he plateaus, are we sure the Chiefs are? I think they'd want him back, but him actually getting paid, this is a big year in terms of he can make a lot of money or he can lose a lot of money fine.
Yeah, in a year with a ton of defensive linemen, if they draft one and he's a stud, they'll wait. They got the fifth-year option. They'll wait on Karlaftis and make their decision then. I don't think his deal gets done this offseason, do you?
No. Nope.
I guess I'd be a little bit
surprised. His deal also is not going to be, like, he's going to get a nice deal, but Karlaftis is not, like, we're talking about Trey McDuffie getting the top dollar, top of the market. Yeah. Karlaftis is not going to be the second highest paid defensive end in football or something like that. That's not happening.
Sure. I just think if you're wanting to pay McDuffie, if you're wanting to pay Trey, if you're wanting to eventually pay Rashee, you know, those things you have to, I think, kind of think about, especially if Rashee ends up being the 15th.
But I do think Cody is correct that if they draft an edge rusher in the first round, and let's say he immediately looks like
Karlaftis,
a stud,
he's an 8-sack guy.
Then it changes it.
Yeah, and he's great.
Sure. I wish they would take James Pierce. I don't know if they're going to do it. I think he'll be on the board for him if they want to. I just don't know if they're going to do it.
It seems like he's going to be in the board between 30 and 60. He might be available with their second pick, the way Kingsley was.
Well, just, you know what? Take James Pierce Jr. at 31, take Alfred Collins in the second round, and I'm really happy.